Let's say that our listeners have been accepted into the program. They're a great fit. Now they're sitting here on the first Tuesday of docent training. What's going to happen?
Well, every Tuesday has a different lecture. And so this is how we're able to cover such a broad range of art and art history. So we bring in different specialists from around the LA area to talk about their own area of expertise. So one week we'll have someone come in and talk about Buddhist art. Another week we'll have someone come in and talk about contemporary Japanese prints. It's really all over the place so that it comes together to form a comprehensive survey of Asian art and history.
I'm thinking, how cool is that? What about homework, though?
There is a significant amount of homework, and Kabir can probably speak a bit better to that.
Yes, well, we have some dedicated docents who have been working on revising the training manual. So that's something that where many of the readings for the homework come from. And in addition to doing these readings, there's really a chance to discuss the readings with their mentors. So besides just having lectures and having these readings, which of course make up a really important part of the learning experience, the docents also will have a chance to talk with their mentors kind of more one-on-one and in smaller groups to really make sure that we take them through in all the steps to becoming a docent. So even though it is a lot of hard work and there is a lot to learn, there's help all along the way. And it's really a wonderful social program, I think, too, that so many people are docents because they love learning about the museum, they love learning about artwork in the collection, and they also really just love being with each other. So it's a great opportunity.
What might be a sample reading for the first week, and would there be a written assignment as well?
There are written assignments. There are papers that the docents write. Some of the different readings will talk about kind of many of the things that the lectures also talk about. There's a specific emphasis about different religions that people practice throughout Asia, since many of the artworks deal with those religions. So for instance, different readings about Buddhism and how to identify different Buddha sculptures and different bodhisattvas.
Now, bodhisattvas, what does that mean?
So bodhisattvas are beings that they have almost attained enlightenment. So the Buddha was a historic person who basically wanted to find a way out of suffering and was said to have done so and attained enlightenment. And both Buddhists and Hindus believe that people are reborn again and again in this life cycle known as samsara. So the Buddha found a way out of samsara, out of this cycle of birth and rebirth. Now, bodhisattvas are people who have found the way out of suffering, almost attained enlightenment, but have chosen to be reborn again and again in samsara still, so that they can help other people find the way out of this cycle of birth and rebirth.